Press stop but not process.
Hello, guys! Today is Thursday, May 26, 2016. Well, I am back with another C-Dex tutorial, but I want to do two things today. I'm gonna rip a CD with C-Dex, which is not gonna take that long. I'm not gonna rip the whole CD. I'm going to extract one track. And I have very good news for all of you. Oh yes, I do. I am running NVDA 2016.2 RC number 1. Yes, I am. I am running NVDA to 2016 RC 1, and I have something to show you, but I'm not going to show you until I finish with my C-Dex tutorial. And because it's going to be a little short, because I've done three parts so far, but I will show you something, because I'm going to go to my desktop and you're going to hear the difference. I am using eSpeak NG Steph. Yes, I am. I am using eSpeak NG Steph, and you are going to be so excited when you hear this. I am going to do Windows M for the desktop, and I'm going to open C-Dex with NVDA 2016.2 RC1 officially out as of now. But we're going to do Windows M, and you're going to hear what your ears have been waiting for. Listen to this.
Desktop list, audio and conversion tools 9 of 30.
Yes, that sounds totally different than the original eSpeak we're used to, but we're not going to talk about eSpeak right now. We're going to open C-Dex and we are going to rip a disc. Now, my CD tray is, my computer's very old and the CD tray doesn't lock properly, so we may not be able to actually go through the full path on how to extract, but we will. I'll show you.
T communication T control T C-Dex 6 of 13.
I'm gonna open C-Dex now.
C-Dex version 1.81. Dial on artist album genre year. List to list.
Okay, now I am going to open the extraction menu, and you are going to see that we can rip a disc with it.
File submenu alt plus edit submenu alt plus E convert submenu alt plus C.
Okay.
Extract CD track S to WAV file F81 of 10. Extract CD track S to compressed audio file F92 of 10.
We are going to do a compressed audio format.
Extract a section of the CD F23 of 10.
I want to extract a section, so I'm going to hit enter on this.
Record partial track style on track min sec frame total recording time ff34/65 WAV file radio button checked. Compressed audio file encoded radio button checked. WAV file compressed audio file encoded radio button checked.
Okay, I'm going to keep the compressed audio file radio button checked.
Edit selected 0.
There's 0 tracks, huh?
2. Selection removed. 2. 1. 0. 2. 2. 1. 0. 2. 1.
Okay, we're gonna just do one track, hopefully.
Spin 6 spin bar, edit, selected 38. Spin 6 spin bar, edit, selected 71. Spin 6 edit, spin 6 spin edit, select spin 6 edit, spin 6 okay bar, cancel button. Track mid set for file range combo bar total record start pause stop file edit compress edit spin 6 edit spin 6 edit spin 6 edit spin 6
hold on
edit, spin 6 edit spin 6 spin ok button say extracting CD tracks dialog extracting track 1 file 1/1 to file audio track 01 peak value -96.00 dB equals 0% time elapsed 000 time left 000 estimate.
Now it's extracting. It's very good news. Now we know that we can extract a CD track with C-Dex. So let's just see. It's a little buggy, I have to say. But I will take care of the bugs as soon as I finish with this tutorial. My tray will probably lock up, and hopefully my speech won't lock up, but
Progress R 0%. Cancel button. Progress R 0%. Progress R 0%. Progress R 0%. Progress R 0%. Progress R 0%.
I don't think it's moving, but we will see. I'm just waiting for this to finish, so... And it's supposed to give the progress bar, and the progress bar does not work. For some reason, I'm having minor issues. I am gonna contact, Georgie Burney, who I, you know, love. Thank you, and thank you for bringing CDEX back. while this is extracting, I'm gonna do a root my NVDA to PC cursor, like root JAWS, that's insert numpad 4, so here we go.
Screen renew, 39%. Progress R 0%. Progress R 0%, cancel button. Progress R 0%, progress R 0%. Cancel button, progress R 0%.
It's still 0%, but you know, it said 31% before. And this is it. There is a slight bug in this. I don't know why. But this is how you extract a CD. And I'm going to wait for it. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about CDEX. There's one feature that a blind person cannot use. And that is Georgie did not make the record analog input that user-friendly. That's the only thing that us blind people right now will have trouble with. But let me give you the website where we can say to get CDEX at cdex.sourceforge.net. That's cdex.sourceforge.net. We can also get it at www.filehippo.com. That is www.filehippo.com. Now, let's see how we're doing, and I want to do one more thing in my podcast that has nothing to do with CDEX. I decided I was going to lump two things together since they're very short things. But anyway, here we go. I'm going to do this again with the cursor.
Progress R 0%. Cancel button.
You know what? The CD is probably done, so I am going to cancel.
CDEX version 1.81. Dial on artist album genre year. List to list.
Okay, we are done.
Desktop list. CDEX 6 of...
You know what? I did something wrong. I was supposed to hit insert B for my progress bar. Okay. Now I'll remember the next time. And we are going to go into my music folder, and we are going to find our track, hopefully.
Bobby window, items new M, items new list, music t- music, items new list, audio track 01 period Q not selected 1 of 5, audio track 01 period MP3 2 of 5. Exported favorite playlist period XSPF 3 of 5, audio track 01 period Q 1 of...
Okay, now, it's going to say audio track 01 because I did not set this up because I never rip CDs anymore. I just don't. Even though I have discs and everything, I had ripped my whole collection. So let's hear what this sounds like.
Application C, slash open file, slash open the name, slash hidden C, slash hidden C, open the name, slash hidden C, open the name, slash hidden C. Music window, items new list, audio track 01 period Q 1 of 5.
Okay! We have finished the first thing. We have wrapped up, finally, the whole CDEX series. Now, I want to do something fun with you. Not fun, but I want to show you all the voices that we have for NVDA. So, first looks at NVDA 2016.2. And you will notice that some of these voices have matured. They have more bass now. They're better. You will notice that. And I mean, you will. Right now I'm using eSpeak NG Step. And I'm going to hit Windows M for the desktop. Actually, no, I don't even have to. I could just go to my NBDA menu right now and show you guys the brand new look of NBDA. And you're going to say, oh, it's the same thing. But actually, I could hit my Insert Control S, and you're going to hear that it's not. You're going to hear a different name.
Synthesizer dialog, synthesizer, combo box, eSpeak NG, collapse, alt, plus S.
I have eSpeak NG.
Microsoft Speech API version 4.
Microsoft SAPI 4.
Microsoft Speech API version 5.
Microsoft SAPI 5.
Speech player and eSpeak.
Speech player and eSpeak.
No speech.
And no speech. So, now, I'm going to hit escape and get out of here.
Music window, items, new list, audio track 01, period, Q1 of 5.
Don't worry, I'll exit that when I'm done. Anyway, I'm going to go to the NBDA menu.
NBDA menu.
And we're going to go to all the voices, and you're going to hear quite a difference. Oh, by the way, Ivan 1 and Ivan 2 and Ivan 3 are loaded with bass.
Preferences submenu B. General settings, GWAT synthesizer, voice settings, V3 of 4, voice settings, dialogue, voice, combo box, English, US, collapse, alt, plus V.
Now, I have it English, US, and I want you to hear, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through all the voices that we have now.
Variant, combo box, F, collapse, alt, plus A.
Okay, listen to this.
Storm.
That's Storm, that is just the same as the other.
Andy.
Travis.
Ivan 2.
Hear that bass? Hear that? That's Ivan 2.
Ivan 3.
Ivan 3, oh boy, that's like a subwoofer. And even if you don't have a subwoofer, you will notice that.
Zach,
that's the same.
Steph 3.
Steph 3, there's a Steph 3.
Rob.
Whisper.
Female 5.
Female 4.
Female 4 is slightly a little more bassier.
Female 3.
Female 3.
Female 2.
Female 2.
Female 1.
Female 1. And that's it. So we're going to go down, and I want to just see.
Female 2.
Female 2.
Female 3.
Female 3.
Female 4.
Female 4.
Female 5.
Female 5.
Whisper.
Rob.
Steph 3.
Steph 3.
Zach.
Ivan 3.
Ivan 3.
Ivan 2.
Ivan 2.
Travis.
Andy.
Storm.
Steph.
Mr. Serious. Male 5.
Male 5.
Clat.
Lee.
Male 1.
Male 1.
Robert.
Anti.
Jackie.
Clat 4.
Male 4.
Male 4.
Male 7.
Male 7.
Male 6.
Male 6.
Anxious Andy.
Anxious Andy.
Male 3.
Male 3.
Male 2.
Male 2.
Linda.
John.
Steph 2.
Steph 2.
Boris. Mario.
Female Whisper.
Clat 2. Clat 3.
Clat 3. A little scratchy on the clats there, but Clat 1 has the most bass. They did improve a little bit on the clat.
Max.
Ooh, Max sounds pretty good.
Michael.
Annie.
Gene.
Quincy.
None.
Tweak it. Normit.
Gene 2.
Ivan.
Cocavelte.
Dennis.
Mitchell.
Croak.
And that is it, guys. I wanted to do 2 podcasts in one. That wraps it up for Bobby Vinton. I'm wrapping it up right now, but before I wrap it up, I usually do my usual thing. I am going to be giving my contact information, and my email address is bvinton@optonline.net. That is B, letter B, V-I-N-T-O-N, @ That's shift 2, optonline.net. And my Skype name is CD, 2 letters, Burnerman, BURNERMAN, 44. And if I don't accept you right away, please don't delete me. You know, I'm a busy guy, and I happen not to be so busy this week. I managed to get 4 to CDEX tutorials. I hope you enjoy the first part of the podcast. and I hope you enjoy the second part. Bye, guys. Signing off for Bobby Vinton. I'll be back again soon.
Music window. Virtual recorder dialog.